up. Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Podcast.
They'll get you feeling good. Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5. Horoscope. Aries.
Today, you're going to find something new and exciting to do, and you're going to be looking for it in the most unexpected places.
Taurus.
How are you doing your taxes over the weekend? Well, money may be tight for you right now, but you're going to be very resourceful, so don't stress out too much.
Gemini.
It's time for you to allow bygones to be bygones. You're going to be so happy that you did too.
Cancer.
You're going to be filled with a lot of wisdom and sympathy for others, empathy too, and you're going to be able to bring your relationships to the next level.
Leo.
With Uranus present, you'll be seeking familiarity, comfort, and safety.
Virgo.
Well, Virgo, you have a hobby that could become your side hustle. Go for it.
Libra.
The moon's in your sixth house of work and health, helping you to be less rigid and to learn to roll with those punches that life has to offer.
Scorpio.
Mercury is in your third house. That means communication. So you have a lot of moving parts in your life with people. There's zero room for miscommunication.
Sagittarius.
With Uranus in your first house of self-image, you're going to get the confidence to show others that you're not this perfect person and you have some flaws too.
Capricorn.
So you go from the first house to the ninth house. Ninth house is belief systems and higher learning for you, Capricorn. That's going to push you to take the plunge to do something greater with your life.
Aquarius.
You're going to be in touch with your creative side and it'll be the best product you ever made.
Pisces.
It's going to be challenging to integrate your needs for independence with your powerful desire to stick with what you know best. Take a risk.
And now you got your Tuesday morning horoscopes. Need to get them again? Go to chum1045.com on the Marilyn Dennis and Jamar page.
Baby, wake up. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Mornings on Chum.
Happy Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. You know, while our friends on the East Coast are going to get lots of snow, we're going to kind of skip it a little bit. It'll be a little bit, but not a big deal. But why am I bringing up this day? It's Pi Day. It's Pi Day.
For all the math people out there.
All the math people out there, which we are not. But it is Pi Day in the sense of a lot of deals with the pizza coming up today, I would guess.
We are going to find some deals.
We are, yeah. Isn't that something? They turn a math thing into food, and that's why I'm interested. You know?
So it's something for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. There's deals. You can get a slice of pizza for free, one plus free. But anyway, yeah. Or look it up yourself because we can't do everything for you. But producer Simone, you're saying you'd even take a shepherd's pie.
A shepherd's pie, a meat pie. Yeah. Even like dessert pie. Like I'll take a pumpkin pie right now. I'm good for that.
Okay. Any kind of pie is good. It's a good. All right. I like that idea. Crazy.
I'm with you on the shepherd's pie. Yeah. Hold the peas.
All right, see, I like shepherd's pie with sweet potato, ground chicken or turkey, and no
oh,
peas.
You did a healthy version.
I did a healthy version.
I like that.
Do you like
sweet
that?
Potato. I like that, too.
I like that.
With ground turkey.
I'm going to give a shout out, because they're working in the kitchen right now, to Rosedale's Finest, and they make one heck of a shepherd's pie.
So I know where I'm going to get pie.
Yeah, I know. I'm telling you. It's so good. It's so good. Anyway, the weather's a little dicey in other parts of the world, but we're doing okay. It's cold, though, this morning compared to yesterday. Crazy, huh? And yeah. It's really windy. Would you take the dog out and thought you were going to go for a walk this morning?
Yeah, I took the dog out, and just the wind gust, I was not feeling that wind chill this morning.
No, it's a big difference since yesterday.
Do it. Yeah.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
The big news yesterday was that Drake announced that he is going to be going on tour with 21 Savage. So it's called the It's All a Blur Tour. He confirmed 28 shows in 21 cities, but there's one very important city missing from the list.
No.
Toronto is not on there.
Why?
So my assumption here is that he's going to announce OVO Fest for us sometime closer to the summer.
Okay.
And maybe he just doesn't want to spoil it yet because it's not really going to be part of this It's All a Blur tour. It's going to be OVO.
Yes.
So his two dates in Canada right now are in Montreal and Vancouver, July 14th and August 28th. Mm-hmm. Both of those dates are, you know, very far away from that first weekend of Toronto Carnival, which is normally when he does OVO Fest.
I see. Okay.
So those are my thoughts. So yeah. This tour is going to kick off June 16th in New Orleans. So we just wait.
We're just leaving space. Yeah.
He's leaving some space for OVO Fest. So hopefully it's a 3-day thing again. And there's going to be a lot of celebrity guests.
That's good insight. Yeah. That's going to happen.
Exactly. There was also rumors saying that Drake may be working on a collaborative album again with Lil Baby. Not again. Another collaborative album. Sure. I mean, with a different guy this time. So Lil Baby. So we'll look out for new music from Drake and whenever he drops the new tour dates.
Do whatever he wants because he's Drake.
Exactly.
Toronto.
And Toronto is ready and waiting with their wallets open.
Is he bulking up like Hugh Jackman?
He is not, but Hugh Jackman is going hard for his role in Deadpool 3. In January, he was on Stephen Colbert. He said that he wants to build up to eating 6,000 calories a day, and I think he met that now as of March. So his daily diet consists of a 2,000-calorie black bass with veggie rice and herb sauce, and then a Patagonia Chinook salmon with potatoes, 2,100 calories, two chicken burgers with sweet potatoes at around 1,000 calories each, and two grass-fed sirloin noodle dishes that account for 1,100 calories each. So these are all prepackaged by his,
chef. But let me tell you something. It's not like he's going to go to a drive-thru. These are good calories.
Exactly.
These are like solid proteins and vegetables. And
it looks good.
Yeah.
Like he posted this on his Instagram page. That's where I'm seeing it.
Yeah.
And they're packaged very nicely. They're all labeled.
How's he packaged?
Oh, and he is packaged.
Does he look good?
Very nicely. I'm sure he's going to love it.
Because I saw him in New York last May for the Music Man, and he was so thin, you guys.
Oh.
So thin. So it's going to, you know, almost unhealthy. So it looks good that he's going to bulk up anyway.
Oh, yeah. He's going to bulk up. And I think he likes his Wolverine body. I mean,
I think so,
right?
Too. Yeah, I think.
But it's Wolverine. So he has to be big. He has to be ripped. He has to have washboard abs.
Yeah.
All
I bet Ryan Reynolds is competing, too, very quietly. All right.
That is what's trending.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Come on. In the morning. Chum 104.5.
The collective of some of the biggest artists in Canada.
Yep.
Including Juno winner Serena Ryder.
Who wrote that song?
Yeah. The Junos happened yesterday.
They did in Edmonton.
And also what happened yesterday was a dramatic award show moment. Did you see that streaker?
I didn't see the Junos last night, but I heard about it.
So
Edmonton has a streaker, A. That's weird. Okay.
Yeah, Avril Lavigne is up there getting ready to present an award, and all of a sudden, in the middle of it, I thought it was like a part of the act, and someone just comes running up topless, like, and then Avril was like, get out of here, and it was just like very, very weird, it was awkward, so we come to find out later on that that was some sort of protest against the Greenbelt. Producer Simone, is that what you heard or read?
That's what I've read, that it was a protest for the development in the Greenbelt.
Okay, it's like, you know, award shows and people running up on stage is a thing now.
It's been a thing for a long time, Jamar. There was streakers at the Oscars many years ago.
Oh, really?
So,
were they protesting?
I was too young to remember that. Just a streak.
Okay.
But I remember the great, late, great David Niven was up there, and all of a sudden this guy streaks by. But they do that at sports events, too.
They streak at the World Cup. They streak at all the soccer events.
There's been a lull because of lockdown, but people are ready to do it again. And it's when you least expect it, somebody you don't even expect to do it, right?
But what's so unfortunate about it is that this happened while Avril was trying to present this new Punjabi artist, and it was going to be a history-making performance, his first time performing at the Junos, A.P. Dillon, and now his memory is going to be a little bit...
Yeah.
You see, here's the thing. I'm all for protest, but, you know, that's not the protest, because you've just completely missed the point and messed up an ally. You messed up their moment.
Right. It's so unfair. It is so unfair.
Okay, anyway. Well, I guess we're talking about it this morning.
Yes, we're talking about it. Now, this is the Green Belt here in Toronto is what they're talking about. That's why they're doing that. Save the Green Belt. Anyway, Avril, do you think she handled it well?
I mean, she
handled like a real Napanee gal.
She tried her best to ignore it.
What can she possibly do? At that point, like, I'm not even worried about how she handled it because that was not her moment to have to.
Oh, but
handle,
I don't. Her
you know
safety.
What I mean?
I am worried about that because of her safety. Yeah. Because what we've witnessed over the last little while.
Well, that's on the Junos. So I'm sure next year they'll have to make some changes.
Security.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving. Good morning,
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
If you ever get a chance, you got to go to South by Southwest in Austin, Texas. It is one of the greatest festivals that happen throughout the year. It's actually happening right now. And what makes it so cool is it's one of the few festivals where you get this really awesome mashup of all of the latest music and all of the latest technology. But now one of the biggest things that's happening at this festival is these really weird novelty foods, kind of like what we do at the X, where you do these big food mashups that everyone's like, what is that? Here are some of the new novelty food items that you can get there. Chicken and waffles ice cream in a cup. So you get a chicken and waffle ice cream served to you cup-sized. I mean, that combination of chicken and waffles to me was strange until I tried it. Now it's amazing.
Now, it doesn't include chicken meat.
No, it's the taste. It's like the flavor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people had to get, like, come to the water on chicken and waffles. They combine that with ice cream. Waffles already goes with ice cream. It's like, you ever watch Wheel of Fortune where it's like before and after? It's like a transitive type of equation. That's what this equation's like. Chicken goes with waffles. Waffles go with ice cream. They all go together.
You know which one I like?
What?
The double roast beef and horseradish club sandwich. I know that sounds like...
Double roast beef and horseradish club sandwich. Wait. That's it. That tastes great.
Talk to me. Like, that doesn't sound weird at all. Why does it seem so weird to them?
It's a novelty. I don't know where else you'll get that. But
Jimmy John's layered with provolone cheese, double roast beef, lettuce, tomatoes, and Arby's horseradish sauce. They're combining. They're mashing up. What am I trying to say? Restaurants.
They're mashing up restaurants.
There you
go. Jimmy John's seems to be getting a lot of publicity out of South by Southwest because they have another. They have another recipe here. Pickles and fries.
I'm okay
This is a cocktail.
Ooh,
pickle and fry cocktail. Jimmy John's gives their pickle juice with Arby's curly fry vodka. You get some syrup, cucumbers, mint lemonade, and a pickle garnish.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not usually a fan of anything pickle drinky, if you know what I mean. When people try to do, I'm going to drink pickle juice, But this I'll be willing to try.
Yeah. There's the sweetness with the simple syrup. I love the mint attitude, the freshness of the cucumbers, lemonade with a little bit of tartness, and a pickle garnish.
I'm in.
That's two. I'd have that with my double roast beef sandwich and horseradish sauce.
Okay. You like pretzels, right?
Love.
Okay. How about a warm, sweet, glazed pretzel twist, which is a soft pretzel?
Yeah.
This one comes from Sonic, the popular fast food chain.
Right.
And then they put a Dunkin' Donuts glaze on the pretzel. Let me answer for you. In. You're not in for that?
I'm not a glazed donut person.
Okay.
Too sweet for me.
It's like I like a plain donut at Tim Hortons.
Okay.
It's like a piece of cake.
Well, I like a pretzel.
Yeah.
I like a glazed donut.
Yeah.
I'd have at least a bite of a glazed pretzel.
It's a good idea, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's not the worst.
Never seen it before.
It's not the most terrible thing.
You know what's on my bucket list is to go to South by Southwest.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm gonna do it.
I went a bunch of years in a row.
Did you?
And when you know, you go there, you find stuff. You know when people take their credit cards and are tapping their credit cards or even like tapping their business cards?
Yeah.
I saw that being done at South by Southwest at least 10 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, and like it was.
So it's tech. Music, food, everything.
Everything, yeah, but heavy on the tech and music, for sure.
All right.
I guess this food portion, they're trying to make people throw up now, which is, you know, nice.
Good morning, everyone.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
If I ask everybody if we think we as a collective are getting smarter or dumber, what would your answer to that question be? Let me not bury the lead.
Oh.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah, dumb. We're definitely getting dumber.
Yeah. There is a study out of the U.S., a bunch of psychologists from Oregon, University of Oregon, and Northwestern in Chicago. And they have been studying IQ in mostly the United States. I'm not sure if all of North America, Mexico, and Canada go into this study. But what they're seeing is that the IQs are usually go up in what they call the Flynn effect. Every year, year after year, IQs go up. They're seeing for the first time in a couple decades that the IQs are now dropping. We are not getting smarter year over year. I mean, we get more information year over year as a society.
But we're not getting smarter.
But we're not getting smarter for the first time in a long time.
So math skills are down.
Math skills
are down.
We
know that from this room, all of us included.
Yeah, math skills, they definitely, if they asked me, I brought down the curve.
I brought down the curve too many years ago. And
then
there's a thing called, guys, verbal reasoning, and that's understanding and reasoning using concepts framed in words. Use your words. Right?
Well, I mean...
And so that's a problem, too, for some people, yeah.
Some people are not using words anymore. I mean, some people are just using emojis.
Exactly.
And some people are using cutoff words and, you know, vocabulary words. Large words are not really so much of a... You know, you're not impressed these days when you see someone using big words. Other things are impressing people these days.
So what is the culprit? There's more than one thing. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to say?
Social media.
Oh, I was about to say Jersey Shore, but that too.
That too.
Yeah, social media.
One of the other things they say is diet. Totally agree with that.
Yeah, they say diet.
Yeah.
Which, you know, if at an early age you're not getting the right nutrition, it could, you know... definitely mess up brain development.
Right.
But they're also saying pollution probably might be the culprit too.
Yeah.
Apparently, environmental pollutants and maybe things that we're exposed to could be messing up our development over time and also hampering our ability to retain information.
Right. Yeah. And it's not just outdoor pollution, it's indoor pollution. We were talking about this the other day on the show, talking about how sealed windows are and how everyone's using scents and how there's off-gassing from new carpet that you get or the, you know, what it's all that. It's all that stuff.
Mattresses, everything. Clothing, everything.
Processed stuff, processed food, processed furniture, processed everything. So what to do about that, I guess, is to pay attention. Those little kids from 0 to 5, they're like little sponges. It's up to us to really parent. I think that you have to bring up your parenting game. For sure.
Yeah, and they also said that the steepest declines in the study were in the youngest people.
Yeah.
So it starts from pretty early. So
something
to think about. I don't know. I would have said just social media, but I would say overall consumption of like just digital content.
Yeah.
Like I think a lot of people are just too into the screens.
I think so too. We can't blame everything on that. You can't blame everything.
Well, that part they haven't quite drilled down on yet, but you can speculate.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Now, this is the first March break in 3 years where there are no lockdown restrictions. So there's tons to do. Hopefully, parents needing ideas are awake and listening right now. If you check out the City of Toronto website, there's a full list of free things to do, and a lot of them are educational, so you're still going to feel good about bringing your kids out to do things in this cold, because it's cold outside. So there's one that I really like, which kids can play a history detective at Fort York National Historic Site. That's really fun, but I have a feeling that might be outside. I'm not sure.
It's like a scavenger hunt type of deal?
You know, I'm not exactly sure the details of it, but I guess they're going to give you some sort of kit to go through.
Okay.
And there's a lot to learn at the Fort York National Historic Site anyway. Actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, there's an indoor area.
Indoor area.
That's got to be indoor. There's free yoga, a workshop happening at the Scarborough Museum. There's free leisure swimming at city pools, free skating at indoor rinks. For the animal lovers, you can head over to High Park or Riverdale Farm. Toronto Zoo also has tons of March break programming, so they have their March break camp and then March break enrichment extravaganza, which is when they feed the animals. So today, for example, at 10 a.m., they're feeding the polar bears, and then at 1 p.m., they're feeding the goats, but tomorrow morning, they're feeding the hyenas, which I think is going to be juicy. I got to feed the tigers during the pandemic. I had to go shoot a video there. It's very cool. I stood there, I had the meat, and I balled it up in my hands, and I threw it over at the tiger.
Okay, I was waiting for you to say, and I placed it in its mouth. I'm like, you did what?
He ate it out of my hand, out of the palm.
Okay, so it was a toss.
It was a toss. They're not going to let me near that tiger. Comic-Con is happening this weekend as well at Metro Toronto Convention Center. So it's 3 days for the sci-fi, horror, anime fans. They also have special guests from Lord of the Rings, cast members from The Boys, The Flash. This weekend, also, the Toronto Maple Leafs are doing a St. Patrick's Day pop-up event at Stacked Market. So this actually kicks off today. It's in partnership with Adidas. So you can get some exclusive St. Patrick's Day Toronto Maple Leafs merch. And Wendell Clark and Nil Antropov are going to be there to sign autographs on Saturday for 2 hours between 2:30 and 4:30. So that's cool because they can get some merch and meet some OGs. And just announced TLC and Shaggy are going on tour. Earlier this month, I had mentioned Nelly and Friends. They're doing a 2000s showcase. TLC, Shaggy bringing the 90s to the Budweiser stage on June 15th. And they have En Vogue and Sean Kingston with them. Sean Kingston is actually more 2000s.
Yeah.
Shaggy's timeless.
Shaggy has been alive forever, it seems. And Sean Kingston for sure, 2000s.
2000s for Sean Kingston. He's saying, you're way too beautiful.
Girl.
That's
slide
it. That's all I have.
Never work.
I have to go a little higher for the girl part. My voice doesn't do that.
Yeah.
But Shaggy, timeless. I think that's going to be a great show.
Okay.
And also, we have tickets.
Jump 104.5. In the morning. Back to the morning show.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Hey, to the travelers, this is a TikTok hack alert, meaning a TikToker is exposing what they call a hack that you can use. This one is for what he calls poor man's first class on a flight, a way to get the entire row to yourself when you're flying.
How do you do it?
Take a listen to this and let's dissect this person's methods on trying to get the entire row yourself.
Why do you have an entire row of seats just to yourself? Oh, this is called a poor man's first class.
A what?
Well, I bought one ticket for myself, and then I bought two fully refundable tickets on this row.
That sounds expensive.
No, because 45 minutes before boarding my flight, I cancel my two fully refundable tickets and get 100% of my money back.
But won't the airline just fill these seats then?
90% of the time they don't, meaning I get this whole row to myself.
And all you paid was one normal ticket. What's the catch?
There's no catch. Just make sure the two additional tickets are fully refundable.
Oh. So you buy three seats, and then when you're there, you cancel two.
Yeah. There's a couple questions I have. I mean, it sounds like a really good idea. Do airlines let one person buy multiple seats? Like, a lot of times, you know, you got to have a name and a passport and identification attached to a seat.
I'm going to say yes, because a friend of mine is flying to New Zealand. She can't afford business or first class.
Right.
So she bought three seats.
Okay.
In her name.
Okay.
And she calls it the comfort seat.
Okay.
The comfort bench, so she can relax.
Okay, well, that's the first question I had. Great. The next question I had was, once you return those seats, a lot of airlines just, you know, they put on the standbys, they put on the people that are, employees that are flying, you know, flight attendants from other flights.
Right.
Buddy passes, things like that. This person said 90% of the time they just kind of let them go. I find that hard to believe that the percentage is that high, because I know these flights are like
jammed,
crowded. These
they
things,
are
right. So
there's not. I never see an empty seat ever.
Yeah.
So.
And non-refundable tickets. I guess you have to pay the higher price to get the non-refundable fee.
You do.
But can you refund them right before the flight? Let's see if it happens.
He saying like what did he say? 45 minutes before the flight.
He said 45 minutes before the flight. You return the ticket. So.
Be able to absorb the cost, just in case you can't. And then you'll have a
plan for the worst.
Bench seat.
Right.
Yeah.
Plan for the worst.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's the, I used to call the exit row poor man's first class, but, you know, this is the other poor man's first class. Anybody want to try it? Let us know how it works.
Now, back to the morning show.
Good morning.
With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
The only way to wake up.
On Chum 104.5.
Text us to 104.536 if you're a parent and you've heard some slang your kids were using that completely confused you or might even infuriate you. You could text us to 104.536. And we actually asked on social media some people, you know, what slang words are your kids using?
Oh, the answers are great. I have one mom that said, it's not so much slang, but my kids picked up saying this phrase from someone on YouTube, and they say it every time something upsets them, even jokingly.
Emotional damage.
So that is a clip of this guy saying emotional damage, and it's viral on TikTok. So anytime something inconveniences you or hurts your feelings.
Emotional damage.
So they use that TikTok audio?
They say it.
They say it? Okay.
Yeah, but that is the audio of it. Okay. But it drives this mom absolutely nuts.
Very wild. Very wild. Have you guys heard of the website Cafe Mom? where like moms like put blogs and stuff like that. It's a pretty funny website. You should check it out if you're into that stuff. But they did a guide to kids slang. And the funny part to me is that they started by saying, remember when people were saying that's so rad?
Yeah.
Do you know what year rad is from? Like, rad is like the 80s.
Yeah, I think so, right?
The rad is, you don't have to guess. Rad is 80s. Is? Rad is like 80s skateboard culture. Like, that is.
Okay.
Yeah, like, yo, totally rad. It's like very funny that that was their reference. But things change so quickly because the slang they're using right now is of the moment. Like, you probably, do you know when someone says no cap, what that means?
No, how would they, well, that's no cap, right?
Right. So, they'll say no cap.
I wouldn't know that.
No cap means I'm not lying. Okay. Like, no cap, that's not a lie, that's for real. Like, but that's like very right now.
Yeah,
like
no cappuccino is what I do.
No, not cappuccino.
It was not interesting to me.
So instead of them saying that, you may actually see them put the cap emoji.
Yes.
If they're commenting it.
If they put it, it's like that blue cap on
the blue cap.
Yes.
So the cap by itself means you're lying.
Yeah. Like if someone says something like, yo, I just won the lottery. Cap. You didn't win the lottery. No cap. I actually won the lottery.
Okay.
What slang word drives you crazy? Text us at 104536.
Do you remember one from your past? Was it rad?
Gosh, like, rad was like like I was a kid when people were saying rad. I wasn't quite in the rad. But I was saying dope. Like, yo, that's dope. That's dope.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All the time. That one really has stood the test of time, I think. Yeah. I think people are still saying that.
Yeah.
Another one I was saying, oh, snap. Oh, snap. Like, instead of, you know, a curse word. You say, oh, snap.
Oh, snap. Like, okay.
Remember when everyone was doing, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah, that's from
that one. Commercial. That's all I could think of.
That was the Budweiser commercial. Yeah. Was it, what's up? What's up? What's up?
Oh, was it?
For my time, guys, when someone tried to trick somebody, it was, psych.
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 Yeah.
Yeah,
so psych. But like you said, you know? Everything keeps moving forward, and there's some really interesting ones.
Okay. Azalea, this is one that you say all the time. You could explain it.
Okay.
Because I think this one is distinctively yours in the room.
Okay.
Not you out here trying to do the slang words.
I do that all the time. I don't know if I picked where I picked it up from. I think I picked it up from Love Island, to be honest.
So basically what you do before you really kind of blow something up, I'm using slang.
Anything. Slang. Okay. So for example, Marilyn, you brought in your oatmeal this morning. I would say, not you bringing in oatmeal.
Oh, I see. Rephrase that.
Exactly. Okay. So it's like, I'm kind of trying to pat you on your back.
Yeah.
Right.
Not you bringing in your own oatmeal.
Okay.
Not me drinking my coffee this morning. You know, like.
All right.
Not you, producer Simone, trying to tell us that we're running out of time.
Not you.
Not you telling us we're running out of time.
I found one of my favorite ones. We'll have to talk about this one on this new one.
Okay.
I might use it.
Share with us at 104536 the slang that you hear your kids using. And we're going to tell you some more slang words that you might need to get up to par with.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Channel 104.5.
I'm very slangy. Like, slang all the time. Most of the time. But when my nephew said this a couple months ago, I was kind of like wide-eyed. I'm like, wait a second. How you out slanging the slang guy? We're at, I think, dinner. And, you know, I asked him how some of the food he was eating was tasting. Like, yo, hey, Cameron, how's the food taste? And he just simply said, oh, it's bussin. I was like, what? I was just like, wait, what'd you just say? At first, I thought he just said a bad word. I don't know what bad word I thought he said. I just didn't know how it was being used. That's bussin. And he said it just like that, too, little kid. And I was like, oh. And I looked at his mom. I was like, what did he just say? He goes, it's the new word. So for those who don't know, bussin is when something's really good. Often food, like the cookies, bussin. That coffee you're drinking. How's it, Azalea?
Bussin'.
How's the breakfast this morning, Marilyn?
Wasn't very good.
Not bussin'.
Not bussin'.
Use the slang word.
No.
Okay, so just so you know, bussin', if you hear your kids say bussin', it's a really good thing.
So I'm looking at this list and I'm thinking to myself, you know, like one of the ones, somebody goes, oh, that's old. It's Gucci.
Gucci's old, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, for moms, you know, maybe not so new. That is new.
Yeah,
right?
Like
it gets getting into the kind of.
You got to roll into it.
And then we hear it. We go, what's that? What? Gucci?
Yeah, so basically, if I mean, now that we're saying it, Gucci's done. We just ended it. But if you needed to know what it was, Gucci means good. So
now that we say it, now it's done? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, because, you know, once it makes it to this level, like, it's done. The credibility's gone. Once the Facebook group starts talking about
The
kids kick it to the curb.
I got you.
So, for example, like, if I asked you, how are you doing today? How's everything?
It's Gucci.
Everything's Gucci.
I said that song. It's Gucci.
Yeah, there it is. That's it.
Well, when you look at this list, though, how many from this latest thing, from this Cafe Mom, how many of, let's say, eight, did you find new? Bussin is one of them, like you mentioned.
Bussin is sort of
bra
newish.
Is nothing new.
Bra is an evolution of bro.
Yeah.
So now instead of saying bro, people saying bra.
Yeah.
I mean, don't be sus. S-U-S. Sus, I've been saying that forever. Sus as in...
suspicious.
Suspect.
Suspect. Oh,
so
okay.
So if something is like... if something is giving you weird vibes, you'd be like, yo, that's sus.
It says don't be suspicious or weird.
Yeah, I don't...
I don't know, Jamar.
I don't even know if that's really the I think sus came from saying something suspect.
I got
so it's like, I don't know what he's... I don't know what that guy's doing over there. It's kind of sus to me. Something suspicious, suspect.
And this one that it's giving... it's giving and then blank whatever is a very popular one that people use online a lot. So if something, if someone's wearing a turtleneck, you'd be like, it's giving, or they're wearing a cardigan, it's giving, what's the neighborhood guy?
Which
neighborhood? Mr. Rogers.
It's giving Mr. Rogers.
What's the neighborhood guy?
You know what I mean?
No, but I
it's
got
giving
you.
Mr. Rogers.
So when you see something, give me another one. So it's giving a cardigan, Mr. Rogers. Give me another one. Tattoos. It's giving tattoos.
It's giving Post Malone.
That's it.
Or it's giving jail. It's giving jailbird.
Yeah. Okay. See.
And that, just to give you the evolution of that, the whole phrase used to be it's giving something vibes.
Okay.
They've taken off the vibes part, and now it's just it's giving. You know what I mean? Okay.
That's it.
That's that.
Some things are old. Some things are new. Now we know if it made it to Facebook, it has been thrown to the curb.
I bet. Bet.
Do you know what's really great?
Yep.
When you're an older person, hello, and you use some of these things on purpose and incorrectly, it really irritates kids, and that makes me happy.
Okay.
It's fun.
If you want to do that next time you see the kids, tell them, hey, you need to clean up your drip. And they're going to be like, what did you just say? And if you want to use it correctly, be like, I'm just joking. See these earrings? Uh-huh. That's the new drip. Oh. Drip is your jewelry.
Okay.
Anyway.
Did you know that, like, before this?
Yeah, drip is pretty...
been around?
Drip has been around.
Okay.
But
it made it to Facebook, though. It's over.
When it makes it to Facebook, it's done.
Okay.
It's assassinated.
Wake up. Mornings Unchung. With Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Listen to this this kerfuffle out of New York City around a woman who applied for her own job. She noticed that her company was basically looking for someone to do the same job she did, but for like way more money than she paid for it, or that she's getting paid for the job. How much? It was $32,000 to $90,000 more. Like, that's a big amount of salary. $90,000 more than you already make. So if your company started advertising for your job, put up a posting for the job you do right now, for about $90,000 more, what would you do? Well, she applied for the job. She's like, hey, I'll do my job that I'm already doing for more money.
Wow.
It's insulting, really, if you think about it.
Really is insulting. I've never even thought about doing that, but producer Simone, you have looked back in time and jobs that you've had before. What are you looking for?
I always want to see what duties they add to the role, because normally the person that I am when I work, they'll be like, oh, can you do this? I'm like, sure. So I'll learn all different tasks, and then when I go look at the new person they're looking for, there'll be duties that I was like, it was never there when I initially applied.
Was there a discrepancy too on the money? Did they offer about the same? Or
I always notice they offer the same. They don't offer more.
Okay. This is insulting, though, for this woman.
Yeah. I mean, $90,000 more. That's like probably double what she makes. So she applied for the job again.
Yeah.
And then word got out that she had done this. So they took the job down and then reposted it for a different title. So they changed the title. And they're like, no, it wasn't meant to look like that. And then they said that this whole thing was supposed to be just internal, just for people on the payroll already and not external. A lot of, cover-up-y looking type of stuff here. But one of the things I didn't even realize was New York, their laws say that you have to post the amount that the job is paying. Transparency.
Yes.
I didn't realize nowhere else did that, or not many other places for that matter. You find out what they're going to pay you once you have that conversation with the employer. That is a little awkward, too. I mean, when you think about, you know, you're doing a job, then you see them trying to bring in more people. If it looks any higher than what you're already getting paid, I would have a problem with that.
I won't say what it was, but there was a job that I had that I left, and the person was negotiating for the job that I had.
Yep.
And she said, how much did you make? Well, first of all, you never ask anybody that. But I said, and I meant it, I'm not going to share that with you, but you might be able to negotiate a much better deal
than what I have. Okay.
So don't go by what I got, because that was, you know, set in stone for a while.
Got it.
And, you know, that kind of you're a new person. So, you know, ask for the moon and negotiate down from that.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the conversations among people in the workforce now, too, is, you know, for salary equity, they're saying that we should all just say what we make.
Yeah.
So that if there's anyone around us that's getting cheated or who's getting, you know, kind of the shaft, we can know, especially around women and women's pay.
Yeah.
And they're saying that, you know, if we would just tell each other what we make, then we can actually get to a place where we're being treated fairly. Do we want to just try now?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't want to tick anybody off.
Do we want? You go first. Anyway. But anyway, this particular woman is afraid that she might lose her job because now, I mean, it's weird, you know, but they haven't fired her, but she actually has gone viral because she does a side job that's doing really well. She sells a book of poetry that now has a lot of eyes on it.
Oh.
And everyone's buying her poetry book because it's like, oh, that's the woman that is getting underpaid.
Isn't that interesting how they're connected like that? That's
interesting
right.
How that works.
Wow. I'd be curious to see if anybody has done what this woman has done, is to check back to see if you know, if your job isn't posted and what irritated you most about that.
Yeah. Let us know if you're willing to do that.
Mm.
Apply for your job once you know that they're paying the other person way more than they're giving you.
Do it.
What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
So The Last of Us Season 1 is officially a wrap. It has obviously been renewed for Season 2. And the creators have mentioned that they have no intention on straying from the original story being told in the video game. But the next chapter, Season 2, they're saying it's going to take a lot longer to tell. So they don't want to rush it. And we, the fans, the viewers, we don't want them to rush it either. But they're saying that there's no way they could fit the next chapter of the story into just one season. So, and for all of us that are sad that, you know, the season finale aired.
Yes.
Surprise, there's one more episode.
Really?
Well, it's a behind the scenes episode. It's just a special, but it's called The Making of The Last of Us. So if you want to take a deep dive into how they brought this video game to life, it's on Crave.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I really need to start playing this video game. I mean,
I'm hearing great things. I mean, I'm not a video game person, but...
I would, hey, listen, if you play the video game, you can text us at 104536 and just let us know what we're missing. But, I mean, the show is this good. I can only imagine how good the video game is. It must be incredible.
So are you playing as the character? Are you playing as Ellie or
Joel?
You play as Joel.
Joel, from what I know.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right.
Yeah, I'd be into that. And that last episode, do you want to talk about it or no?
I do not, because I'm still 20 minutes out. I watched most of it, but I fell asleep. And I have 20 minutes left,
it's
so
it's a tough episode.
Not be talking about it.
It's a tough episode.
All right. Zip. Moving on to the Oscars.
Okay.
So at the Oscars, K-Hoi Kwan and Brendan Fraser, they both won awards, of course. But before that happened, Jimmy Kimmel, who hosted the show, he made a joke in his monologue saying, two actors from Encino Man are nominated for Oscars. What an incredible night. This must be for the two of you, and what a difficult night it must be for Pauly Shore. That stung for everyone listening, fans of the movie. Awkward laughs all around kind of thing. But, I mean, he wasn't lying. he was right. Like, two actors, Brendan Fraser and Ke Huy Quan, they were there. They're both in Encino Man, and they did end up winning. So now, Pauly Shore, he's commenting on it, but he's less clapping back at Jimmy Kimmel for the joke and more clapping back at Hollywood. So he's saying, you know, we love to hate people when they're on top. People wanted to smash me down, and they did. I was always nice to everyone. I was always cool. I put my heart into all of my films. He said, you're buying and selling a human being. Human beings have feelings. It's not like selling real estate. Mm. But he did say the joke was funny, but probably hurt his feelings a bit.
He's not laughing, though.
Yeah. But he was not laughing.
Okay.
He was saying, you know, don't hit me while I'm down.
Yeah, what is he doing these days? What is Pauly Shore up to?
Well, was his mother not part of the comedy club in L.A.? Was she not the person behind it?
The comedy club? Maybe.
During the pandemic, I remember they did this whole, like, 5-6 part. No, I might be, oh, gosh, I hope I'm not wrong. About the comedy club. And his mother ran it in L.A., from my understanding. The actual documentary kind of lost its cadence probably third episode in. But I think, you know, running that, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Currently, it says he's a stand-up comic, director, producer, podcaster.
Okay.
He tried to come out with a low-budget mockumentary. It looks like early 2000s, titled Pauly Shore is Dead. Which he not only starred in, but
Simone,
he also directed.
You're familiar with
now
it.
You, yeah.
Yes, I remember that one.
Okay.
Right.
Don't spend your time on it.
Oh, no. It was super low budget, I guess.
All right.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, Pauly Shore had a whole moment, you know? He was doing that whole thing where he was talking about the weasel, buddy, you know, all that stuff. But that time has passed, so he may need to reinvent himself if he wants to be in front of the camera again.
There we go. I was right. His mother was the creator and the person that brought the Comedy Store to Los Angeles.
Okay. That's a pretty dope legacy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, maybe this will kind of boot him back into the spotlight.
Maybe.
Something will happen for him.
Maybe, yeah.
But that is what's trending.
Channel 104.5. The morning. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Just turn me up and turn Toronto's morning show.
Now look at that. It's the 14th. March 14th, which is Pi Day, 314. Remember in math class, do you ever have that competition in math class where they try to make you memorize all the numerals and the numbers in pi? You guys never did that?
Yes. I can't remember what grade, but it was like in junior high or something like that, yeah.
3.141592, those are the only ones I remember. But after the two, I don't know. I mean, they have those weirdos that can go way out into pi. And if we don't remember what pi is, it's the equation used to calculate the circumference of a circle, mm-hmm. that ratio, mm-hmm. but is now evolved into a pizza celebration,
which I'm okay with because math and food are good.
You know what? It makes sense because a pizza pie is shaped like a circle. Mm-hmm. It also is called a pie. Mm-hmm. It all works out. So happy Pi Day to everybody!
Yeah. Now there's some deals out there. Azalea's got them.
Okay, what are the Pi Day deals today?
Yes, so the one that I found is Blaze Pizza. So they are doing one 11-inch pizza for $3.14. It's a BOGO deal, though. So you got to buy a regular pizza, and then your second one will be $3.14.
Okay.
And then Pico's got one, too.
And they're also doing same thing, $3.14, which I think is just a great...
For a margarita pizza only.
Oh, margarita pizza only,
which
I think is the best one anyway.
Yeah,
extra
basil,
too. Please.
I did, too. So if you own a pizza parlor or a pizza kind of franchise, let us know what you're doing. Because we see a whole bunch of them in the States. Just saying.
And we're on the hunt. We're looking.
It's really tough to find. Okay. Happy Pi Day.
Happy Pi Day. 3.14.
I want to see if Body Alley is doing a...
They don't need to do a sale for anything. At this point, they're going to... They're going to be tripling the price of pizzas over there. They're doing so well. When you go to that pizza place, the line is out the door.
What about your place?
That's the place I'm talking about, Body Alley.
I thought you liked
I like Fresca and Body Alley.
Okay, all right.
If the line is up the street at Body Alley, then I go to Fresca. When Fresca's out of pizzas, I go to Body Alley.
Gotcha.
When you wake up. Wake up, Toronto.
Wake up, baby.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
I wake up early every morning.
Wake up. On Chum.
Yeah, speaking of bad romance, this is potentially a bad moment in one of the most romantic points in your relationship, your wedding. I'm just surprised that it doesn't go worse. Anyone listening ever go to a wedding where, you know, when the officiant or the priest, pastor says, does anyone object to this union? If so, speak now or forever hold your peace. That is a very, very risky moment of the ceremony, because potentially anyone could just raise their hand and be like, I object. And there it is. Your $40,000, whatever, how many thousand dollars that you've invested in this party?
It's
blown.
Right, yeah.
Gone. Right. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. Have you ever been to a wedding where that's happened?
And I've been to a wedding where the bride was hesitant on continuing.
Ooh, that's weird.
So the bride was objecting, and I think she just got cold feet. But it's just kind of a murky thing. I don't know how that ended, but it was just that.
Yeah.
I think it still happened, but she's not good. But it reminds me of The Graduate, which is a classic movie. And then, you know, the guy runs in. There's a bride and the groom right at the altar, okay, Jamar? And all of a sudden, Dustin Hoffman goes in and he goes, no! And then the bride turns around and runs down the aisle and they go off on a Greyhound bus.
Oh.
That's the only objection I've ever seen on film. But I've never been witness to one.
It reminds me of Love is Blind.
Yeah.
That's the show where people get together behind a screen or inside a pod. And then at the last part of the show, they have to get married, but they have to decide if love is blind, if they're going to stay married.
Oh, do you get kind of, is your stomach getting enough?
Oh my gosh, like the nausea is crazy. The anxiety is through the roof.
Yeah.
But like I said, this could potentially be a terrible moment for many weddings.
Mm-hmm.
And an article went viral recently, a bunch of people talking about what happened when someone actually stood up, raised their hand and said, I object. Never not dramatic, let's put it that way. Here's one story. A person said, at the wedding, the bride stood up, the bride's boss stood up and objected because he said he was in love with her.
Oh, he not only objected, he told people why.
Yeah, he was in love with the bride.
Oh.
Unfortunately, the bride was not in love with him.
Okay.
All hell broke loose.
Security.
Security, yeah. Get this guy out of here. Another person said that at the wedding, the bridesmaid in the wedding and the best man objected because he and the groom were having an affair. Needless to say, that marriage did not take place.
Whoa.
Yeah, but the party actually happened.
They
let the after party go on.
Mm-hmm.
But do tell us, have you ever been to a wedding where someone actually objected? I didn't go to a wedding that I actually objected to the couple. I'll say that again. I didn't go to the wedding,
yeah,
but I did object to the couple. Had I gone to the wedding, would I have stood up? Yeah. No.
Hey, let me tell you, when you hear whispering in the pews, right?
And yeah.
The wedding, and here comes the music, the big, you know, march down the aisle.
Yeah.
And you hear people going like this, they're like, I don't think this one's going to make it.
Yeah.
But no one's gone up that I've witnessed to say no, but I hear you.
Well, I will tell you that that marriage that I objected to.
You were right.
100% right.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't work.
We usually are, aren't we?
You could see it coming a mile away sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But let us know. Ever stand up and say, I object. And let us know. Did they throw you up by your head or by your legs?
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Azalea Hart?
Let me know.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour is kicking off on Friday in Arizona. So the city of Glendale, they are renaming the entire city to Swift City for Friday and Saturday.
Wow, that's
powerful. Swift City. And all Swifties are encouraged to share their smiles that could light up this whole town on all the social media platforms because the best people in life are free.
That's the mayor of the town kind of just announcing it, and he did a lyric from one of Taylor's songs there. But people are commenting on the announcement saying that it was a missed opportunity to call it either Swiftdale, because it's Glendale,
yeah.
Or Era for the Eras Tour, Arizona.
So they would have to talk to the governor of the state to figure out. Would have been really cool to call it Arizona,
right?
The Eras Tour.
That's on the federal level, right?
Yeah, that's a little higher than his pay grade.
But Swiftdale would have been cool over
Swiftdale
Swift City.
Been really
but
cool.
I give him high praise just to do what he did. Like, that's pretty cool.
Very true.
I'm
I know
surprised
it's a big
he
deal.
Didn't talk to anybody, crowdsource this, like,
well,
Swift City, like, bro, your thing's called Glendale.
But because it probably resonated with him, we go, oh, that sounds good. You know, anyway.
I'm going to call it Swift City.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, applaud him for even doing it.
It's a big deal. And I mean, I think Taylor Swift fans are excited either way that this is happening. And this is where she chose to kick off her tour. So it's a big deal.
Yeah.
The Junos were also last night and over the weekend. It was hosted by Simu Liu. The Weeknd won 4 awards, and last night he won another one, making that total 5. He wasn't there to collect them, though, but well-deserved. The crowd did boo in disappointment, though, when Tyler Shaw let them know that he wasn't there. But he wrote a statement saying, I'm so honored to be recognized like this from my home country that I love so much. I'm so humbled by all of this and could never thank fans enough.
Was he at the Oscars?
The Weeknd, no. I'm not too sure that The Weeknd goes to award shows.
No.
I don't think he has that much interest in award shows. Jessie Reyes won for the Best Contemporary R&B Album. Avril Lavigne, she won the TikTok Juno Fan Choice Award, and she looked great. I'm loving this new haircut that she has, this little long bob. Simu Liu also did a little special performance with a medley of her songs.
At the Junos, could she make it any more obvious? She writes her own songs, she invented pop punk. What more can I say? She's just a skater girl, you did it, you made it, girl. She'll never come back down to earth. She's better than all the boys, she's Canada's pride and joy.
Who even knew that Simu Liu could sing?
Wow.
He has a little bit of a Broadway voice.
Mm-hmm.
So he did that. Avril whipped out her phone, and she was so proud to have that for her. So early in the evening, Avril was also trying to introduce a performance by a Punjabi-Canadian singer and rapper, A.P. Dillon, and she was interrupted by a topless protester, but she was able to handle it. The organizers issued a statement saying that they take every step to avoid any sort of interruptions to the program, but live broadcasts always include some sort of risks, and that they hope that this didn't take away from the winners of the show or the excitement of the show and things like that, the entertainment. And then there was also a newcomer who should be on our radar, Preston Pablo. He won Breakout Artist of the Year, so we'll be paying attention to him. And Nickelback was there for the whole show. Ryan Reynolds did a pre-recorded video inducting them.
Wait a minute, Nickelback and Avril Lavigne?
Right, yeah.
She was married to Chad for a while.
Yes. Oh. So Chad Kroger, he did a little bit of a thing, but there was no conversation between the two of them. It didn't look like
it. But he was inducted though, right? They were inducted.
They were, yeah. So Ryan Reynolds did a pre-recorded video doing that for them.
Aww.
And they performed their greatest hits. So they both got greatest hits.
Take that, Tom Cruise. He didn't come to the Oscars because Nicole Kidman was there with her husband, Keith Urban. That's the rumor.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, is that confirmed?
No, but
the reason
rumor.
Why?
That's
ooh,
the
messy.
Well, I'm just saying,
Who didn't show
up? Tom Cruise. The Maverick guy.
Oh, yeah, the Maverick guy. The couch guy.
The Maverick guy. Okay.
That is what's trending.
Wake up.
Wake up, Toronto. It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Wake up.
On Jump.
Sounding good, Mr. Niall Horan. Brand new music from Niall called Heaven. And Niall has been giving host vibes from The Voice. Hopefully you're enjoying what he's got. Check out everything that's going on after the show on iHeartRadio, on the iHeartRadio app. Everything that we've done today is there, including all those tips, those words that you probably hear your kids saying, but you are not exactly sure what they're talking about.
Right.
Because the new slang is pretty confusing.
How about Happy Pie Day?
Happy Pie Day.
Time to get a piece of pizza or a shepherd's pie or a pie. Like Simone, producer Simone goes, maybe I'll get a shepherd's
pie. A shepherd's pie is a good idea.
Yeah. Or a favorite, like, would you say pumpkin
pie? Pumpkin pie. But okay. I even thought chicken pot pie.
Chicken pot pie.
Not a fan.
Oh, my God.
I'm not either.
Really?
Yeah.
What don't you like about it?
It's chicken and green beans and peas and carrots and snot.
Ew.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
so,
I'm
here's what I have to say.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say that last part. But I don't like that. I don't like that stuff. And I don't like the pastry. So we're not into that.
Yeah, the pastry's cool. It's just like,
what's
the ooze around all the other things in the pot pie? Not a fan.
Isn't it the same thing that's in, what, scalloped potatoes?
I don't eat those either.
Oh, I like scalloped potatoes.
I just,
you know what I'm sick of? the medley, the vegetable medley that my mother gave me all the time, which was the carrots and the peas and the beans and the corn.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
So it's me with the tomatoes.
Okay. Done. Anyway, happy pie day, everybody. Go get a slice of pizza.
Enjoy.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Podcast. Chum 104.5. Podcast.